Sky 7, QMB Mobile, listening on 26.
Hey, good morning, Rick at 8 DMH Mobile.
Hey, good morning. I'm on Cherry Avenue on the northbound frequency for 26. How's it sound?
Yeah, a little bit of mobile flutter, but you sound fine. I'm just rolling in the Elk Rapids here.
Ah, cool. Cool. Yeah, I heard some noise on that frequency, so I figured I'd switch around a bit, see if I could get you. But, life treats you good?
Yeah, for the most part. I gotta head to a couple stops in Petoskey, one stop in Kalkaska, and then after that hit Roscommon and put everything back together there the way it's supposed to be, and then hopefully go home at a decent hour.
Wow, you are making the circuit. Woo! Staying busy. I'm only going as far as Charlevoix today, so... And maybe I'll come home early. We'll see what happens.
And I had that luxury yesterday. We're doing, Roscommon 911's doing some reflooring, so we had to move some of their 911 console positions into a conference room. And I don't even want to talk about how much of a convoluted mess that is, but it's working, and that's all that the customer really cares about, that they can operate, which they are doing. And then hopefully everything is repositioned and refloored by the time I get there this afternoon and we put everything back. I didn't dismantle everything. I only grabbed the necessary items that they need to function in their temporary locations and stuff like that. So anyway, stuff like that. Fun times.
Yeah, that sounds like some of the exciting moving IT crap that I've had to do at the marina. Yeah, I hear you there. Hey, quick question. Do you have any recommendations on software that'll translate and then also transmit Morse? I'm trying to come up with a digital solution because I don't want to learn Morse code.
Well, you can use FLDigi for it, but from my experience, it's not very great when sending to a human. You're going to hear this from a lot of people. The computer sends and is sending and is expecting to receive CW perfectly. You can do that. A human can do that with an iambic tier on a radio, but you got to be really good at it, and you got to make sure you don't make any mistakes. Because once you make, if there's a slightly bigger gap between any letter or anything, the computer's going to read it wrong, and you're going to have a heck of a time trying to figure out what they're saying, especially if, you're trying to have it decode somebody using a straight key or a bug, which are different CW keys or Morse code keys. You're going to have a heck of a time. So to be honest, I mean, you can use FLDigi for it, but I don't recommend it. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I hear you. There's nothing other than FLDigi then. That's what I ended up loading, and I guess I was either overly impressed or underwhelmed with the complexity of the software and the features on there. A lot going on. It wasn't as simple as the iPad app that I have for FT8 and FT4. That's like perfect. Anyway, Okay, so you're the second person that said I felt dizzy and it's not that great. There's nothing else out there, I guess, then.
I mean, there's other software out there. It's just significantly more complicated to set up. Some of them require a specific external interface box to run the radio in CW mode. With FL-Digi, you don't run the radio in CW mode. You run it in single sideband data mode, and then it mimics Morse code using audio. It works. It's not bad, but it's different. But the other thing is between that iPad app you have for FT8 and FT4 and FL-Digi, FL-Digi's got, way more digital modes that it's got to worry about. So it's got to, there's a lot of settings to change that you can change, especially for each mode, which is why it's so dang complicated. There's a whole lot of stuff that they're trying to compress into one application, and it's kind of hard to make it user-friendly while also having all of those features at the same time.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm experiencing. Maybe they made it that way so people would say maybe it's easier to learn Morse code. That's kind of what I'm thinking. But I don't know if I want to learn another language at 66 years old, whatever. Anyway. Maybe I'll move on to some other things and other modes. I kind of have fun with FT8.
You don't have to learn Morse code. It's not a requirement anymore. So you can totally go down a different path, and there's a lot of people that do. There's a lot of people that don't know a single bit of Morse code. I know enough to be dangerous just by listening to it. I can send okay. I can do, contesting or whatever, but as far as, having a whole conversation, that's kind of where things kind of fall off the rails a little bit, but I'm pretty good at doing predicted QSO exchanges. As far as just outside-of-the-box, conversations and stuff like that is where I struggle a little bit and I got to slow down, and I've learned 95% of all that just by listening to it. You just set the radio to CW, you just scroll around on the band and you find something and you just start listening to it and you start picking out letters and then eventually you start picking out full words.
Yeah, I guess it's also a Morse code slang thing going on too, which would be kind of weird. For me, anyway, but I'll have to investigate things like digital packets and stuff like that. I think I'm gonna circle back around. Maybe when I have more time on my hands when I'm retired, maybe I'll commit some time to learning it. Maybe that's the best way to think about it for now.
Kind of what I did 3 years ago when I was in between jobs. I was like, well, I know some of this, but I really should know more of it. And I spent a lot of time just listening and practicing at it and got to the point where I'm at now. And I only spent maybe the better part of a week. So if you spend a month, I wouldn't say a month straight, but a month total, you'd probably be in a much better spot than I am.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to wait till I have the time. Oh, man. Yeah, right now I got two portable antennas, and I have to set one up every time I want to use the radio, so don't really want to commit anything to the house at this point, so it's more of a field radio than anything else. But I don't know. I got to play around with some more more modes and do some more reading about the radio and try some of the extra features it's got. So I think I'll concentrate on that and see what I can do. But it's kind of fun. I've that PSK reporter is, that you turned me on to is really handy as far as figuring out how far your signal reaches. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's a really good, helpful tool. ESP is another good one. It tells you, when you send it to North America, it'll tell you what bands have the most activity and DX on them. It's got a little heat map. So that's another good one. It's just dxheat.com, I think. You can just Google dxheat, and usually it's the top answer.
And Jeff was telling me about another one that he uses, but all that stuff's kind of cool. It's, when you think about it, old-timers didn't have any of this computer feedback to figure out what was going on with their signal, so you got to really respect them for figuring out all the stuff that they did in analog mode.
I mean, what they had to do is just throw a bone up in the air and hope a dog catches it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, man. So, I'm just hitting this 31 here at the Karen Highway, and I'm stuck behind a school bus, so I'm going to put the radio down and try to get around the school bus. KI7QMD, I'm going to go to listening for now.
Okay, sounds good, Rick. I'm just going to be motoring along. I think I'm just about to Eastport or either Torchport or Eastport. I don't know. My brain's been in autopilot this morning. Any DMA mobile.
NADMH, turn vehicle around. Go back home. 2 more hours of sleep needed for you. KCABSU, good morning, Dre.
I don't have that luxury this morning. Good morning, Toby.
Nor do I, buddy. Nor do I. I've got 2 maintenance people coming. One, we're getting our lamps tested today, and then our Jaws tools are getting an annual inspection, so, yeah, I'm up early too, so don't worry, and I still have training tonight as well, so I've got a busy day.
Well, there you go. I'm going back to Eastport right now. And, yeah, all over the place. But then I think tomorrow it's supposed to be the opposite.
Oh, good. Man, you put your feet up on the desk and do some online training. Haha, there you go. That'd be an easy day for you. Yeah, I know. I got to get out here in a little bit myself. I got to go on the south end, do some radio checks. They finally got where we have our codes showing up on what vehicle is keying up at Central. They finally got that set up, so I got to do Station 2 today. My chief's working, so he's already knowing I'm going to do that, so I'm going to go down there and do that. Then I don't know what. I don't know if my guy's coming early, late. I don't know. I know one guy's coming at 10:30, so I don't know. It's kind of a crazy morning.
Oh, there you go. Keeps life interesting. But, I don't really have a whole lot else on the docket. I do have to get my car in for an alignment. Did the control arm over the weekend. I tried to do a kind of sketchy alignment by myself using a ruler and discovered that none of the parts wanted to come loose, so I decided that's no image shop's problem. Because if they break it, that's their problem, and if I break it, well, then that becomes my problem, and I don't need that.
question. How'd you do on the alignment thing there? I hear ya. So, yeah. Okay, Drake, just wanted to say good morning, and Rick, have a safe trip up north. Watch out for Drake in front of you there. We'll talk to you guys later. KCAVSU, 73, Drake.
Yeah, we'll get you later, Toby. CQ, CQ, this is November 8, Whiskey.
Hey, well, there you go. That's good. Yeah, Joe and I just got our fiber link going between our places. We haven't really, we're not really sending a whole lot back and forth yet, but maybe that's a project for this weekend. The fiber link is up, and that's all that's happening right now. So, but good deal on the failover working, and I think Joe and I are going to probably try to do something with that, like that, and we've also got a Starlink to play with, and we might add that as a tri-tier connection.
Yeah, my mission now is that if primary WAN goes down, I need a way to operate a relay that turns on, or a signal that turns on the Starlink, because I don't keep the Starlink running all the time. That's 50 watts of power that I don't want to waste. But I'd like it when the primary goes down, it clicks the relay and turns on Starlink, and then after 2 or 3 minutes, it's initialized. I don't know how to do that.
You could probably use like a Pi 3 that is always pinging something on the internet, and if it loses that connection, I don't know how you can set up that router to, like, you know, you can plug in either make a VLAN or set up an interface on your router that only allows traffic through from your primary WAN to that port, and you put the Raspberry Pi on it. You can have it set up so it's running a script. So, you know, it's pinging whatever network or internet, you know, site or whatever you want every so often. And if it's not able to ping that via the primary WAN connection, you can have it turn on an I.O. pin and click a relay and turn on your Starlink.
Yeah, I think I'd have to, I've got it. I might have to put a switch between the fiber modem and the Ubiquiti router. So it's actually interrogating the fiber WAN connection. Because it wouldn't do any good interrogating the Ubiquiti router because, well, yeah. Oh, okay, I'll have to figure that out. Hey, you gave me something to think about.
Yeah, on that Ubiquiti router, there should be a way you can set it up so, like, another bridge where it only allows traffic from your primary WAN port to another, whatever specified port you want that you're going to plug into that Pi. You shouldn't need to put another switch between your fiber modem and the router. I don't even know if that would work, because that would have to lease a second address from your ISP, and I don't know how that would work real well. It probably won't. It might make them a little unhappy. But yeah, just have it basically just another bridge or whatever for just network access from your primary WAN just on one port, so that Pi sits on there and it knows. So there should be, if you look around on the Ubiquiti forum, there should be, somebody has probably done something like that. So there you go. All right, Mr. Jim, well, have fun thinking about that one, and it's a kind of an interesting project. Maybe I'll have to do something similar to that. Any DMH mobile?
KE8FJW monitoring.
9KOP Mobile.
What happened?
You had an order off common for day two?
Eventually. I gotta run down to Kalkaska first and rip a modem out for RMA, and then I'm heading over there. Making my way south from Petoskey.
You heard you went to Petoskey this morning?
Oh, yeah. It's up in Petoskey around 7:30. Made two stops, and now I'm heading south again.
So I'll see you in Dayton with all that overtime.
I wish, dude.
Leaving Thursday morning if you can think of anything.
Alright, well, I'll let you know. I wish I could go down there, but I gotta work night shift Thursday night into Friday for MDOC.
What do you gotta do night shift wise? What do you have to do on nights that you can't do on days?
Oh, you know, take their entire repeater down to do preventative maintenance on it and, you know, whatever.
You can't take a spare and put it in there for 5 minutes and take theirs down?
No, because I got to sweep their feed line, sweep the cans, make sure everything's good there.
What are they using? What correction facility?
Oh, they're still a mix. They're all analog, but it's a mix of either SLR 8000s, MTR 3000s, or MTR 2000s.
Oh, okay. Why aren't they on the fake system?
Because it's for interior operations, and I don't know. I don't know. They have 800 radios in each of the facilities, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm surprised they aren't on 800 inside the buildings, but whatever. I don't make the rules.
So then you'll be making night shift premium and overtime.
It's a nice little combo.
Now, how far you got to travel for that?
Well, the next one I got to go to is Thumb Correctional Facility. I think that's the only one I'm doing. Nope. I'm doing TCF and SRF. So 2 hours, 2.5 hours, give or take.
So Pete, sounds like fun. At least you're making the big bucks.
We're trying. That's for darn sure. Well, Joe and I got our fiber run between our places running. So now we get to, now we're going to try to load balance or internet connections.
How far are you from Joe?
I can throw a rock in his window from my window.
Oh, wow. Okay, not very far. So you guys just ran a little over fiber jumper over.
Yeah, we made a little trench, put it in some conduit, and ran it over to my switch and over to his switch, and now I gotta make a special VLAN as an up, like a secondary uplink, and then make another one to send my uplink his way. Fun times.
What do you guys have for internet there? Spectrum?
Yeah, we got Spectrum, and then we're playing with the Starlink as a tri-carry connection.
Oh, interesting.
guess we'll see how it goes, but it's, be kind of neat. I'm going to put all my self-hosted stuff behind a reverse proxy, because at my place I'm double matting, so I can't really port forward, but if I port forward through his network connection or put my reverse proxy at Munson, I can actually access everything outside instead of having to use tail scale.
Right. All right, I'm at the shop here, so I'll talk to you later every day. And I can mention I can't be all over.
All right, we'll catch you later. ADMH, well, Boyne Valley.
Martin Ryan, KEMFKW.
Hey, morning. I just made it to Sheboygan. We're almost to Sheboygan in the city here. Just coming out of top.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
How are you doing today? Did you have to work? You have to work this evening or last yesterday? I guess that's this morning, I guess, is what you call it.
No, it's my 2 days off, so I was off Monday and Tuesday. I go back to work tomorrow. So. Yeah, it's been cold. I was hoping it'll warm up some more, but that breeze makes it cold.
Last year we had the pool opened up by now, but this year's been hanging on. It was 28 when I got up this morning. Yeah. Good working weather, though. If you're outside doing anything, it's pretty decent. So. Well, that's cool. You got Monday, Tuesday off. I wish I did. You get a lot more stuff done. Maybe in the future, switch. I probably could do it that way. Work Saturday, Sunday, and get Monday, Tuesday off. They've told me I could before, but I would be doing something else on Saturday and Sunday because a lot of the places I go to are not open. So that's the only downfall is I'd be doing something crummy probably. So. But. You know, we're heading to Sheboygan Brewing to deliver some beer right now.
Oh, nice. Making the beer run, or delivery. There you go. So, cool. Yeah, I thought the Sheboygan Brewery made all their beer right there, but apparently not. That's different.
They have since, because their demand is so high, they've recruited Founders, I believe, is the only one, but down in Grand Rapids, they make a lot of their beer now, too.
Oh, okay, yep. I got it, so. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Can't make everything inside, you gotta, yeah, so he'll help you out, make up for the demand, so. Very good. Yeah, once in a while we'll eat something from Sheboygan Brewery up here in the Meyer store, but not very often.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't see too much of it either. I think it's more popular down state. I know Fabiano Brothers out of... I don't know if they're originated in the city, but I think maybe Detroit is their main one, but they got one in Bay City. I think they just bought Huron. So they're going to be up here now, I guess. So that'll be interesting. They're trying to buy all the distributing out in Michigan. So I think Huron is just in Indian River. Was. I think it's going to be finalized later on this year. But so that'll be interesting. I believe, I don't know about the one up there. And different ones, Miller and Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, they do craft and they do, you know, it just depends on who does each one, but yeah, it's pretty confusing unless you're involved in it. You don't really stay up to date, but the guy in Sheboygan said that Fabiano's buying Huron here in Indian River. Interesting.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, my favorite one, I really like the Sioux Brewing Company. They're all inside. They don't sell to the bigger stores or anything. They're mainly local. And I do the Upper Hand. They're out of Escanaba. I really like their beer too. But other than that, it's up in the air.
Yeah, I don't mind any of them, whatever. Only the free ones are the ones I like the best. When I was over in Traverse City every day, they'd load me right up over there. Not so much over here, but that's okay. I've lost some weight. I'm down to 180, so, you know, that's a good thing.
I'm in the wrong business. I should be in the delivery business. Get more free beers that way.
Yeah, I get all kinds of stuff sometimes. Sometimes I do. Alright, well, I'm just coming up down here. I should be there in a few minutes. And, yeah, it was good hearing you, Brad. FKWKDYS, I'll be standing by, listening, and delivering. I'll holler back after a little while.
Hey, sounds good. Safe travels. Catch you later. K8DYS, KE8FKW.
KABCW.
KABCW Mobile, good after rainy noon, Ryan.
It's pouring. KABCW, we're in Boyne City here.
Yeah, just north of you in Harbor Springs, and it's coming down pretty good here. It's been kind of drizzly all afternoon, but when I get in the car and drive out, I guess it's decided it's going to start raining harder.
Well, we needed the rain, so I was looking for mushrooms today, but I didn't find any.
Yeah, tomorrow will probably be the day for that, don't you think?
Yeah, I'll be looking tomorrow. I'm going to Cedarville tomorrow, so I'll look up there, too.
Yeah, right on, man. Hope you find some.
All right, I'll be on the side. I'm going to get out of here. I got to zip up down M32 and get to Gaylord. I got to stop at Gaylord, too, so. Okay, we'll catch you maybe in a little bit or when I get home. I'm going to get off here. KDYS, thanks for shouting back.
Yeah, safe travels, man. Keep the rubber side down. K8BCW. Thank you.